I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Headsets, interactive displays, splashy items in the gift shop. Museums do a lot to make their collections come alive for visitors. Here's something the University of Pennsylvania Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology is doing. It's launched special guided tours of its newly renovated Middle East Gallery, and the guides are local residents who come from Syria and Iraq. Reporter Emma Jacobs has a story from Philadelphia.
Let's move now and visit one of the rulers of our city.
Mumina Sardar directs a group of visitors to a glass case containing an enormous gold headdress and beaded shirt, the burial garments of one Queen Puabi, who died around 2550 BCE.
Well, this burial jewelry is one of my favorite objects in the galleries.
In Syria today, she goes on to explain, people still save up for gold jewelry for their wedding day. She shows pictures of packed jewelry shops in Damascus, walls glittering from floor to ceiling. Sardar and her family came to Philadelphia as refugees in 2016. She now works as a medical interpreter and gives tours here on weekends. In Syria, her family lived outside Damascus.
We are so proud that it's the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world.
But even though very old buildings were woven into the city fabric, she didn't think about their age.
Oh my God, we are looking to it today.
After she was selected to become a guide, Sardar went through intensive training to prepare her to give detailed historical tours and respond to visitors' questions. She practiced on her five children.
Gathering my kids at home, pretending that they are my visitors, and if they have any comments, did they understand what I'm saying?
Kevin Schott, the Penn Museum's education programs manager, says Sardar and the other guides offer something local docents can't.
I do tours of the Egypt galleries and the China Gardens and several others. And at some point in almost every tour, someone will say, well, what about today? Do they still eat these foods today? Or is this place still a place people go? And like things like that. And I'm like, I don't know. I can't answer your question.
These guides can make connections to the present. They're trained to weave their own personal stories and memories into their tours, things that they would feel comfortable talking about over and over again.
Sometimes we used to take, like, you know, the soccer balls and play.
Another guide, Hadi Jazim, spent his summers as a child at his grandfather's house in southern Iraq. It was near the source of many of the objects in the gallery, the ruins of the ancient city of Ur.
Because it's an open area, sometimes we used to play, like, other games, like seek and hides and all this, you know, kids' games. But when I become older, I was visiting those sites and, like, sit there for hours just to think about, maybe I'm sitting on a spot. Somebody was sitting on that spot 6,000 years ago.
Fresh out of college at the beginning of the Iraq War, Jazim became an interpreter for U.S.-led coalition forces. Then he worked for the U.N. in Iraq, doing communications and anti-trafficking work. In 2017, he finally received permission to come to the U.S. on a visa for Iraqis who worked for the U.S. military. Now, Jazim has a job in food service at a local hospital. But the museum work is more than a second income.
Sometimes, even if I don't have tours here, I just show up to work, go through the gallery, and go and see the clay tablets and see the carving and all this. It's just like, bring my memories back.
Jazim and Sardar have been asked by visitors whether these antiquities belong in a Western museum. Sardar says she usually responds by talking about how the objects in the Penn Museum were excavated around a century ago under a shared agreement with local governments. And Jazim tells me this. He's very upset about the damage to Iraqi historic sites that happened during the war and then by ISIS and looters. It gives him some comfort, he says, that some of his heritage is being preserved here and so nearby.
Being close to your heritage is something that makes you feel like, okay, now I'm back. I don't feel like I'm a stranger no more.
For The World, Emma Jacobs, Philadelphia.